KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The first 500 people in line get a ticket for a free autograph from Stars winger Brendan Morrow this afternoon at 2 at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, live at the Plano Center from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The pain was dun, that he was going dun, through dun, at the recording. It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening
to... Maybe that was Twishy.
You listen to The Rant with Corby Davidson.
Thank you.
Also with Corby today are Gen X Davey and Gordon Keith. So, and we're talking with Gen X Davey. He went on a romantic getaway with his wife that turned just horrible as they were both reminded of how human they really are.
Reminded of all our bodily functions all
yes,
at once.
Yes, they were vomiting out of both ends.
I guess that's a way of putting it.
And, and so anyway, so now we've ended up where you're on the flight with a bunch of Haitians and you've just landed in Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
And all the Haitians are shimmying down a fireman's pole out onto the tarmac from the plane.
So then we have like a...
It's now they were leaving out the butt of the plane, I'm assuming.
Now, were they
it's
tossing...
It's only appropriate for Haitians.
Were they tossing AIDS at you like Migs did to Clarice and Silence
yes,
of the Lambs?
As they're walking out the front door of the plane,
tossing
AIDS,
yeah. Kind of like slinging holy water at an exorcism.
Yeah, it's like when you get beads in New Orleans, people throwing them at you. They're just chunking AIDS at you, buckets of it.
So then we
like they're chumming the place, bucket full of AIDS.
So then we sit on the tarmac in Haiti for like 45 minutes, waiting for these people from the other flight that are going to Miami to get onto our plane. And again, it gets packed. And again, you know, I'm thinking that, yeah, they're shimmying up the fire pole. And I'm thinking...
Climbing a rope ladder.
Yes. And I'm thinking that they're going to be more tourists like us that are, you know, going to Miami, you know, finishing up a nice little trip in Curacao. It's more Haitians. So, you know, we lose all the BO and then we get more BO. And so we finally take off. We finally leave that godforsaken place. And, you know, an hour and a half later, we land in Miami. Then we have to go through customs. We have to go through all that noise, you know, getting the passport stamped.
But if you're in a crowd of Haitians, they're just going to wave you guys through, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got through pretty quick. But then by the time we got there, because
despite
of all...
Despite how suspicious it was, you having the horse sack on and everything.
And then, oh, by the way, we did have... Our host was afraid that we might get stopped because we had Imodium AD in our bag. Because evidently on Curacao, Imodium AD is a banned substance because they take it when they swallow all the condoms filled with Coke so they don't accidentally lose a baggie or two before they get to Miami.
If they lose a baggie, they die.
Well, no, I'm saying out the back end, they stop themselves up.
Oh, I thought you meant if a bag exploded.
No, they stop themselves up, make sure they don't pass it too early.
Gross.
So, you know, you might get stopped for having a Imodium AD as you leave the island.
So if you're going to take the risk of having a Imodium AD, why didn't you just go ahead and mule a few bags in yourself?
Hey, y'all got any heroin?
So we finally get to Miami, but because...
I mean, as many times as you swallowed a condom... Might as well go ahead and put some heroin in it.
But that was always on accident. I don't know if I could, like, swallow it on purpose. So, but after all the delays, by the time we get to Miami, we've missed our flight that we rescheduled.
Oh my gosh.
So we have to wait in another line and get onto another plane, and then we have to sit in the Miami airport for 2 hours. And, I mean, we are just...
Has the bickering started yet?
No, we don't have energy to bicker. We just want to get home. And so we finally get on the plane, and then we get, you know, we're finally back on an American airline, and we are on the nicest 777, huge airplane.
A 777 from Miami to Dallas?
Yeah. A 777, you have your own little, movie screen in front of you, uh-huh. You know, nice reclining chair. Oh, it was so wonderful.
Any Haitians?
No Haitians, no BO. It was so beautiful. And we finally get to Dallas. And, you know, we were supposed to get home at, like, 5:30 in the afternoon the day before. and we get home at like 8 o'clock that night. So we left at, you know, probably 8 in the morning. We get home at 8 at night. So we had like 12 hours of travel time. And then I have to still lug all our bags to remote parking.
Your vomit bags.
Your vomit bags.
Yeah, the bags that are covered in my wife's vomit. We have to take the bags to remote parking, and then I have to drive home. And so I'm...
With your hand cupped?
Yeah, I'm just weaving in and out of traffic. And I don't know how I got us home, but I got us home. And we, seriously, I saw her this morning, and she still has no energy. She can't eat anything. And I only started eating food yesterday. It is the worst. I've never experienced food poisoning like that.
Isn't travel fun, though?
Oh, it was great up until that point.
Well, when you had food poisoning, Gordon, when we were in Mexico, where were we?
We were in Mexico.
I know. What part?
Oh,
what's that place called?
Oh, it's that
Puerto Vallarta?
No, it's that place, Playa del Carmen.
Playa del Carmen, yeah. We were taking the bus to the airport.
When I got sick.
When he got sick.
On the bus?
I'm vomiting into a flower bed out near where the bus is.
And we're leaving. We're going home. Like, we are out the door, going home.
Yeah.
And there's Gordon. Everyone's looking at him. And it was a big, like, ticket trip. And someone goes,
much B1. Hey, there's Gordo. B1s.
Is that great Gordo over there puking in the bushes? And there you were.
There I am, just fertilizing the azaleas with... Oh. Gosh, gross.
Can you autograph this Ziploc bag full of your vomit?
I scooped up a piece of your vomit. Will you sign it?
Looks like you had chicken enchilada, son.
How long did it last?
I had to stay
there like 2 days, didn't you? 2 extra days.
Oh, that was a whole deal, too, trying to get out of Mexico.
Yeah.
And these people had promised me, they said, okay, look. I said, you know, look, I got sick on your food here. And they said, we're going to take care of
you.
We'll take care of you. Let the bus go. We'll get you on another flight. So as soon as the bus takes off, they charge me for another night's room, and they make me buy another plane ticket to leave because they had a captive, you know, they had a captain, basically, because they convinced me to let the bus go. And so it cost just a ton of money to get out of there. Had to take a cab into Cancun or wherever. It was this long cab ride in this old stripped-down Jetta that was playing Cyndi Lauper on the tape player. I remember that. And
did you get some Mota?
Huh?
Mota?
Some cannabis?
Helps,
why would I need that?
Take the pain away.
Does it really? I didn't know that. Anyway, so that was a whole deal. And
did you ever get your money back?
I got part of it back, but not very much. I got just pennies on the dollar.
So. Well, that was a fascinating tale, David.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, David. We really appreciate that.
So I'm still queasy.
So when did you get home? Thursday night?
Yeah. No.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. We got home Wednesday night. We got sick on Tuesday night.
And so all of this story was an explanation of why you weren't drinking last night.
Yeah, I was, well, I think even if I hadn't gotten food poisoning, I was so drunk out by the time the trip was over.
Did you just stay drunk the whole time down there?
Oh, yeah. I don't want any more alcohol for a very long time, or at least until next week.
I'll see there. That's a good little cautionary tale for you kids, and that's why we wasted an hour and 30 minutes on that story. All right, coming up next, it is a tradition here at Ticket Stock. It's Dave
No
Wireless Mike.